What Joseph taught, unity. Joseph Smith understood the power that comes from being united. In the early days of the church, the Lord commanded the Latter-day Saints to be one. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 38, verse 27. Throughout his life, the prophet Joseph Smith organized and unified the saints to accomplish God's work. He taught them, led them, and encouraged them to sacrifice their time, talents, and possessions for the cause of Zion. Here are some of his teachings about unity. The way to do the Lord's work. We are glad indeed to know that there is such a spirit of union existing throughout the churches at home and abroad. For by this principle, and by a concentration of action, shall we be able to carry into effect the purposes of our God. Unity is strength. Let the saints of the Most High ever cultivate this principle, and the most glorious blessings must result, not only to them individually, but to the whole church. Remove selfish feelings. Let the saints remember that great things depend on their individual exertion, and that they are called to be co-workers with us and the Holy Spirit in accomplishing the great work of the last days. And let every selfish feeling be not only buried, but annihilated. Let us realize that we are not to live to ourselves, but to God. By so doing, the greatest blessings will rest upon us, both in time and in eternity. The blessings of unity. By a concentration of action and a unity of effort, we can only accomplish the great work of the last days. While our interests, both temporal and spiritual, will be greatly enhanced, and the blessings of heaven must flow unto us in an uninterrupted stream. From teachings of President of the Church, Joseph Smith, Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society Course of Study, 2007, pages 274, 276, and 278. End of the article, What Joseph Taught, Unity.